as much as that I try not to say machshava here in this, which I've said before, but there's a point from the Maral in this week's parsha, which I see as being not just the point in this week's parsha, but very closely sticking aside in how to understand the Rishon's Hagga in the Bria, etc. The Maral says, Rashi mentions at the end of the parsha, famous Rashi. Excuse me. It was Rashi that Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef comes to Yaakov, we said that we find that Yosef is falling on the shoulder of Yaakov and crying on him. We don't find that Yaakov was reciprocating. And he says, Rashi says, because that Yaakov was reading Kriya Shema. The question is, so what exactly was he doing reading Kriya Shema at this point in time? Why was this the right time to say Shema? So and if it was, why wasn't Yosef doing it? So the answer is, yes, it was a secret mitzvah. They say different shatim like that. The Maral says that at the moment that Yaakov saw Yosef, there's a tremendous welling up in his heart of emotion, of simcha and ava, that for the chesed the Kadosh Baruch Hu did with him, and he wanted to take that simcha and ava that he felt at that moment and express it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying a Shabbat to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in Makabal Omach Hashemayim at that point in time, that everything that he has, he uses in his context of it was about to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, I think the correct way that what the Maral is saying is we're accustomed many times to understand that the attitude of the Torah is that this Bria and the world of Gashmius acts as a veil and a blockage on our way to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the fight is to become aware of the Ruchnius and not be led astray by the Gashmius. And the Gashmius is, in some ways, the enemy, the challenge, etc. I think the correct mashal, what this Maral is saying, is the mashal which I've said before. I had a chaver in yeshiva who came to yeshiva from Australia. His parents were survivors, and I think they lost both of them had been married before the war and lost families before the war. So here was after where they met and they married, and they were zechut to have one child. They ended up in Australia. So here you have a couple of people which are survivors, and the survivors' family was everything because they had families which were wiped out. And they were the only people left over from those was with themselves, and at that point, all they had was one child. It came time to send them to yeshiva. It must have been 14, 15. And they sent them away to America because they felt there was no yeshiva there in Australia, which they were happy with. So they sent them away to yeshiva. They were not a wealthy family. They could not afford to bring him back and forth. So he stayed in America. He did not go home for Yom Tov. He was not home for 4 years. After 4 years, he went home. You can imagine, here's this woman who hasn't seen her son for 4 years. And she makes the most delicious meal for him, and she makes all of his favorite foods and everything, and etc. And those days, they didn't even talk on the phone too much because it was very expensive. Long distance was very expensive. He used to write letters. He spoke at home once in a while, but in general, they didn't even speak on the phone. So it's been 4 years, and she puts down this meal, and they come and they hug and they kiss, and he sits down to this meal. So he could say, you know, my main focus at this moment is my love to my mother, and this meal is disturbing me. But that's a mistake. Every single morsel of food which was put there was put, all of her motherly love was put into that morsel of food. And when he eats that morsel of food, he's supposed to taste that love of his mother. The Russian puts all these wonderful things in the Bria for us, and we don't, it doesn't be a stira, but Adarabba, we're supposed to taste the Russian's love and care for us, and concern for us, every single thing that we have. Yaakovino says, I got the most precious gift from, I have my son, my most precious son back. Rabbi Hashem, thank you. Rabbi Hashem, I feel your presence. I feel, it gives me greater awareness of you, and with a greater awareness, I understand how much more I'm a Shubba to you, how much more I owe you. Have a good Shabbos.